Page 27. 3. Listening and speaking. They're just games. B. Listen again. Circle the correct option to complete the information about the lecture.
There is a lot of concern these days about violence in our media. Some psychologists who study this issue argue that violence on TV, in movies, and in music is responsible for making people more violent in their thoughts and actions. Take, for example, violent video games. The problem with video games, researchers say, is that playing them makes people feel more violent and behave more aggressively towards others. Violent video games are the main cause of violent crime and other social problems. But can this be true? And what are the facts? Well, let's look first at the statistics. Over the last 25 years, there has been a huge increase in the sales of video games in the U.S., as well as in other countries. However, during that time, the number of violent crimes that are committed by young people has actually fallen. In fact, youth crime in the U.S. is the lowest it has been for over 30 years. This suggests that there is no clear link between playing video games and committing violent crime. Second, the majority of young people play video games. Research shows that around 90% of boys and 40% of girls are gamers. However, the majority of young people are not violent and do not commit antisocial acts. So the numbers do not add up to the claim that violent entertainment makes people violent. Now, critics say that games desensitize people to killing. But games are games, and reality is reality. People, including young people, can tell the difference between fact and fiction. Every day, they learn lessons about right and wrong from their families, school, and society. For them, these games are just that, games. Now, it is possible that violent video games may have an impact on some people. They may have some influence on people who are already aggressive or violent, or who live in difficult situations. However, there is no evidence that video game playing turns normal people into killers. Let's not forget either that around 60% of gamers are adults. As an adult, surely I have the right to choose what to watch and play. This is a complex issue, but we really shouldn't worry too much that violence in video games, movies, and TV is making our kids more violent.